This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for President Trump's Attorney General nominee William Barr has begun on Capitol Hill.
So I want to thank the president for nominating somebody who is worthy of the job.
That's the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, opening the hearing. Democrats have been concerned that Barr has made critical remarks about the special counsel's Russia investigation in the past, but he's assuring them he has no intention of interfering with it.
Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
An Alabama judge has today overturned an Alabama state law that's prevented Confederate monuments from being removed from public property. Broadway star Carol Channing has died. She was 97. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, IncomeStore is a can't-miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
He ought to resign and move on and let someone else who represents American values take his seat.
That's how Senate Republican Mitt Romney feels as the U.S. House today is expected to vote on whether to punish Republican Congressman Steve King for his comments on white supremacy. The Iowa Republican under fire for questioning why the terms white nationalist and white supremacist are offensive, although he later said he rejected those ideologies. Romney goes on to say,
well, Steve King's comments are reprehensible. They have no place in polite society, certainly no place in the Republican Party, and they should have no place in the United States Congress.
An Iranian rocket that was carrying a satellite did launch into space early today, but scientists were unable to get it into orbit. The launch had been previously criticized by the United States as being something that would help the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. Today, day two of a big L.A. public school teachers strike, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River after a flock of geese disabled the plane's engines moments after it took off from LaGuardia Airport. All 155 people on board survived. The champion Clemson Tigers were treated to an all-American fast food smorgasbord at the White House. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food, burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all American companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs, we have quarter pounders with cheese, we have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that, right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
Football and the relationships through football created this opportunity, and for that I'm so thankful.
And watch parties for the Tappan Zee Bridge demolition drew big crowds this morning. The old bridge was blown up in a controlled explosion at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And remember, you can catch us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. So much happening in our world today. Of course, the presidential speech last night, we'll have to see on the follow-up if the needle moved at all. Of course, the contrarian viewpoint, quite interesting. I was just going over the notes from CNN, and of course, you expect them to be contrarian, and their arguments are so hollow. Right now, I want to bring John Milkovich on. He is an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Such a privilege to be on your show.
Well, real quick here before we get into your book, because there's lots more to talk about, and I want to keep front and center in the minds of our listeners here about, Robert Mueller and what he's all about. Your take last night on the president's speech.
I have to confess right off the top, it was my daughter's birthday last night.
Happy birthday to her.
We're out to dinner, so you're going to have to tell me in the course of this show what happened last night.
Well, that's okay. I didn't have a chance to connect with you before to make sure that you could have some input on it. But he laid the case out, I think, as the, commander-in-chief. We have said from day one, even going back before with the Obama administration, the number one job of the president, and I believe the number one job of, our government should be the protection of its citizens. Right now, this president has decided to draw a line, and I think most Americans get it, that, the Democrats continue to make deals. They don't honor the deals. And, and they say right now, hey, look, let's open the government and we'll figure this out. You haven't figured it out for decades. So what tells me you're going to figure it out now unless you are compelled to stay at the bargaining table to really earnestly figure this out?
That makes a lot of sense. And I think President Trump, his family are immigrants. My family is immigrants. Most people in the United States are immigrants.
All God's chilling here in the United States are immigrants. Let's face it, right?
Well, but there's a difference between immigration for people seeking to make a better life for their families and seeking to help us build, and weaponized immigration where people are trying to get here so they can bomb, sell drugs, terrorize communities. So I think, it's even biblically, and then you're the expert on this, not me, but even the Bible is always, as far as I'm concerned, the bottom line. What did God say about immigrants?
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, we'll welcome people into our culture and our society, but guess what happens? They've got to accept our God, accept our values,
exactly.
Honor our history.
Mm-hmm.
That's right out of the Old Testament.
And people have tried to, twist the words of the Bible a bit here, John, now that you bring this up, and say, well, God said this, and, well, no, God did not. He was really specific as to the order of things in order to protect the integrity of what it was that he was creating in terms of a chosen people, to have a base of people that would be his representation to take out, to spread, before the gospel was the gospel, let's spread the values of eternity, and you had to do it the right way. And I remember in those old spaghetti westerns when I was a kid growing up, one of the things that would always so they would always ask, when somebody came to town, are you friend or foe, and for some reason, whether it's California or now New York with some of the stuff they're coming up with, you can't ask a common sense question, and Main Street America is wondering what is going on with their government. Not only that, but the tragic aspect beyond this, John, is the thousands of angel families that we have resulting from this broken immigration system that allows illegal immigrants to kill our citizens. And it's like Atlas Shrugged. Nobody cares. And are you kidding me? I mean, are we that detached from humanity? And you talk about a moral and you talk about morality. Forget about the fence. What about these families,
Yeah. Well, and listen, your point's so well taken. But, yeah, it's important to bring that. And listen, I'm not saying that I'm the ultimate expert on this issue. Very difficult issue. But if you want to bring the whole message of God, it does involve kindness to strangers and a requirement that they accept the values of our culture, our community, honor our God, and follow God's laws. So it, in the Bible, it's not one without the other.
Right. Exactly. Well, the problem we've got here, John, frankly, is that a country that was raised up from a blank sheet of paper and some brave founding fathers that were willing to put it all on their line, their treasure, their very lives, to create this great American experiment. It was all, they all understood that this was a blessing by God. I mean, music that we grew up with was, a nation under God. I mean, part of the language. But we have decided, and we have purposely decided to abandon God, and then we wonder why the chaos is happening in our country and why common sense things are out the door. Say, you've turned your back on God, and then you wonder why
I'm glad I got you fired up today because you're really talking good.
Well,
you're exactly right.
Yeah, this is my heart, John. I mean, this is the bottom line of this whole matter. I mean, people want to get out of chaos. Well, chaos happens when you disengage from those founding principles. The Bible is clear. We mentioned it. The Bible is clear. People without vision will perish. And the other translation of that same verse is a people without revelation will cast off restraint. Now, revelation comes from God. So if you do not have revelation from God, in other words, you're not getting the wisdom and understanding from God, you cast off restraint. You're like that untethered hot balloon with a hole in it that's going pal-mal all over the place. Boy, that's our country today because we've untethered from those foundational principles, that our founding fathers said was absolutely imperative and was the basis for the U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. Said without a people of morality, these documents do not work.
I tried saying church, and I'm going to be old enough to say it on talk radio. You're right on.
Well, much to talk about here. Obviously, we needed to bring this up because this is the foundation, I believe, to all conversation is we have to be on the same page. The problem that we have right now, I mean, look at the surveys. Survey says that something like 87% of Republicans believe that there should be a wall. And on contrast, Democrats, roughly about the same percentage, say there shouldn't be a wall. I mean, So, you know, what is happening with our country? And then we wonder why we're at loggerheads right now. And so either we're not communicating and connecting with one another that we're so far disparate, or that politics has taken over and chaos is reigning to such a degree that right is wrong and wrong is right.
Well, yeah, we've gotten away from the baseline principles of right and wrong. And, hey, I'll be old-fashioned enough to say the Ten Commandments, the New Testament, the God's given us a template. And there's a lot of distrust between the parties. And it seems like the Democrats in Washington are acting worse now than the Republicans. But honestly, if you... There's enough blame to go around.
Sadly, it's our humanity. We've got more from John Milkovich on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're going to talk about his book and Robert Mueller after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your
program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome. You found the place that pursues the truth no matter where it leads. Coming to you fresh and independent right here at the intersection of faith and politics. John Milkovich is with us, an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Let me tell you, you will pick up this book and it will be thrown across the room many times because of the revelations and the hard work that was put into this. You know, we have been conditioned to believe that Robert Mueller is this outstanding individual, but when you really pull back the shroud and you look at his history, you realize, as John says, he's nothing but an errand boy for the New World Order. And if you think not, look at what's in the middle continuously. Same old song, whether you're talking about Whitey Bulger, the Pan Am Flight of 103, BCCI, Ruby Ridge 9/11, the anthrax attacks, and WMDs. What they have in common? You got it, Robert Mueller. John, good to have you back to talk about your book. Boy, you did a lot of hard work on this, and it is really, you know, it is a benefit for we the people to understand clearly what Donald Trump has been talking about in this deep state, the shadow government that has been in operation, and it would seem that Robert Mueller is in the center of it all.
Yes, Bill, and there is such an astonishing Grand Canyon-sized gulf between the media depiction of Robert Mueller as a straight arrow Eagle Scout, Dudley Do-Right, and the treacherous, scheming, conniving Robert Mueller that his biography shows that he is. And you know, you covered it. You did a pretty good fly over there, but I mean, Boston, he was right in the middle of the Whitey Bulger mafia terrorist, Winter Hill Mafia in Boston, and a bunch of people in the dead, and FBI agents for protecting and assisting Whitey Bulger. One or more writers say that FBI agents actually assisted Whitey Bulger in the commission and our cover-up of murders. Robert Mueller, he was the assistant U.S. attorney, then the U.S. attorney in Boston for over 4 years, right in the middle of the Whitey Bulger's heyday when the FBI was protecting Whitey Bulger and tipping him off of local law enforcement investigations. And what did Robert Mueller do? Didn't say a word, didn't lift a finger, saw something, did nothing. And I take that back. He did do one thing. Apparently, according to some journalists, some Northeastern journalists, four men went to prison for a murder that may have been committed by Whitey Bulger. One of the men, and may all possibly all four of the guys were innocent. Two of them died in prison. One of them, Louis Greco, was demonstrably innocent, and according to one or more writers, Robert Mueller was writing letters to the parole board to keep innocent people in jail while Whitey Bulger skated. And interestingly enough, Whitey Bulger gets coincidentally found and rounded up right as Whitey Bulger's Boston-rooted terrorism became an issue in the reappointment of Robert Mueller to serve another 2 years as head of the FBI. So right as Mueller's cover-up for Bulger becomes an issue, coincidence or not, they find him. And, of course, we know what happened to Whitey Bulger. Who knows what he knew about Robert Mueller? I don't know.
Right.
And you're right. You mentioned Pan Am 103. The killers were identified. Ahmed Jibril was the Palestinian terrorist who made the bomb. Mansour Al-Qassar was the Syrian drug dealer who helped get the bomb on board. CIA had their fingerprints. Robert Mueller's called in to take over the investigation. What happens? Jibril, the bomb maker, a pass. Al-Qassar, the guy who helps get the bomb on board, he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. The CIA agents that gave the green light for the flight to take off, knowing that it had a bomb on board, they get a mulligan.
Yes.
Of course, to make Robert Mueller's classic Hallmark operation complete, Bill. We talked about this before on air. He has to, whenever he not only lets the guilty go free, he has to find some scapegoats to make it look like he's doing his job. So he targets a couple Libyan intelligence officials who are
right.
totally uninvolved and ruins their lives. Guilty go free, innocent get persecuted. This is an ingrained habit.
Exactly.
And
John, wait a minute real quick, because I want to, you know, people may not understand fully, you know, why Pan Am Flight 103? Who was on that flight that they were actually the target? This is key for people to understand.
Well, yeah, this is a $64,000 question. Is Charles McKee was United States Army Major, highly decorated, just top-notch soldier and yes. a high-ranking officer with the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. He was actually in the Mideast trying to rescue American hostages. He comes across a CIA-assisted drug ring where Alcazar is the same guy that helped get the bomb on board Pan Am 103. He was trafficking heroin from Syria into American cities. CIA was protecting him. Charles McKee, the American hero, the whistleblower, the soldier, the patriot, the upstanding American, he was on his way to America to blow the whistle on the CIA's involvement in the drug ring when the whole flight blows up. He had the documents, he had the records. And, of course, when federal agents swooped in at Lockerbie to clean up the debris and among the dead bodies of the people who had been killed tragically, they zeroed in on Charles McKee's suitcase that disappeared
yeah.
and it came back. The contents were gone, and there was a hole cut into the suitcase, and the contents were gone.
You see, this is a pattern, John, when we talk about the CIA and drug running, whether it was Vietnam here with Pan Am Flight, the full story. Of course, we didn't get that, you know, from the investigation. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk about Dr. David Graham. You and I didn't get a chance to get deep into his story and 9/11.
David was a close personal friend of mine, Bill. He was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran. He was one of the guys that went out into the South Vietnamese countryside, tried to create bonds with the South Vietnamese civilian population and provide dental services at his own risk. Highly dangerous, volunteered for 62 missions. But what happened to David Graham is he came across a couple of the Saudi, the hijackers were in Shreveport, Louisiana area 10 months before 9/11. He reported them. He met with federal agents, said these guys are up to no good. They're using false names or pretending to be doctors or trying to get on the nuclear installation of Barstow Air Force Base right across the river. And one of them is talking about their relatives meeting with Osama bin Laden. So he blows the whistle 10
yes.
months before 9/11.
Right.
Of course, October 2001, he's in a restaurant, pulls up the newspaper, and there's the picture of the 19 hijackers. Two of them were men that he blew the whistle on and reported to the feds. 10 months before 9/11, he, you know, make long story short, he rattles everybody's cage. He goes, you know, tries to get up the flagpole with it. Goes, literally drives to Washington D.C. to turn the information over to the congressional investigation. And right as he's fixing, FBI agents are saying, "Don't publish your findings. Don't tell the American public that you blew the whistle. Don't tell the American people that you were complaining to federal agents about two of the terrorists 10 months before 9/11." He says, "No, I'm going forward." He gets poisoned. The FBI, he survived miraculously, but never walked again. He was neurologically stricken. But FBI agents were there to tell his own doctors, but try to discourage them from saving his life. They were
exactly.
there to lie, to say that he tried to commit suicide. They were there to falsely deny that he had met with them. They were there to basically massage the facts about what happened and deny that he had blown the whistle.
And, of course, Mueller insisted that there was no warning whatsoever leading up to 9/11, right?
Another lie.
Right.
And, of course, he said there was weapons of mass destruction. He said Dr. Bruce Ivins did the anthrax. That was another fraud. He rounded up a bunch of innocent people after 9/11. He got this to try to pretend like he was doing an investigation after he had the Saudis and the bin Ladens of the United States flown out of the country so they couldn't be investigated. Robert Mueller is a tried, tested, and true cover-up artist.
Without a doubt. You got to get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in the truth. Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order from John Milkovich. John, as always, thank you so much. Happy New Year, buddy.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for President Trump's Attorney General nominee William Barr has begun on Capitol Hill.
So I want to thank the president for nominating somebody who is worthy of the job.
That's the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, opening the hearing. Democrats have been concerned that Barr has made critical remarks about the special counsel's Russia investigation in the past, but he's assuring them he has no intention of interfering with it.
Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
An Alabama judge has today overturned an Alabama state law that's prevented Confederate monuments from being removed from public property. Broadway star Carol Channing has died. She was 97. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air of the dream. You are the song of the dream. You are the war that I can win. This is my life back in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I'm free.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, we are committed to pursuing the truth because that's where liberty lives. You cannot have liberty without the truth, ladies and gentlemen. That's really what it comes down to. And there are contrarian forces that would want us to believe differently and think that things are relative. And look, we've been on that trip for decades. And at what expense? At the expense of our kids, our very own psychology. I mean, we find ourselves in a culture that declares that which is good, evil, that which is evil, good, sweet, sour. Well, that sounds like something we were warned about, right? Well, it is here upon us now, ladies and gentlemen. So what are we going to do about it? Well, it's all in the hands of we the people. That's the way the designers of this great American experiment laid it out. But if we the people are not going to stand up and fight back, you've got the 21st century America that we have today that, from what I gather, most of you are not real happy about. But we're going to talk more with Lowell Ponte here, former Reader Digest roving editor. He and Craig Smith have given us a plethora of books to keep us abreast of what's happening in our America, in our world, and how we need to stay on top of things. Their latest book, of course, Money, Morality, and the Machine, Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age. You hear that? Unethical, Overgoverned Age. I think that's a great description of where we find ourselves right now. Lowell Ponte, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be back with you.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, even though we have a partial government shutdown. We're the 25th day, some say the 24th. I'm not sure how they're counting.
Oh, and I have been weeping for these government employees who, by the way, in case you didn't know, they will be paid.
Yes.
And how much are they paid? They are, on average, paid more than $126,000 a year in wages and benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That little bureaucrat you see at the government office,
$126,000
a year paid out of your pocket.
Yeah. Well, how would you like to be regarded as a non-essential employee? And that you have 800, what we have, are we talking about 800,000? Is that what we're talking about?
800,000, depending on how you define it. But yes, if you're non-essential, why the heck are you there?
Right, exactly. I mean, it definitely reinforces
26,000 a year.
Exactly, and it reinforces the idea that our government is bloated and probably so much of it unnecessary. And all this fuss over something that should have been resolved a long time ago, but it wasn't. And here we are. Nancy Pelosi's got her heels stuck in. And, you know, all because she doesn't want President Trump to fulfill a campaign promise. I mean, really? I mean, you can obstruct our government because a duly elected president of the United States has promised to the people that they're, you know, his number one job, as we know, is the president of the United States. And we saw it quite lacking in the previous administration. Somehow they didn't get the memo that the number one job of the president was national security. But this president actually read the Constitution and understands that's the case. And because he's
one new Democrat congresswoman from Michigan. Mm-hmm. Her opening words were, "We're going to impeach the mother effer."
Right.
And what did Nancy Pelosi do? She said, "Well, I wouldn't have used that language," but she refused to condemn it.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, the leadership of the Democratic Party was embarrassing. It was embarrassing, I think, for the rest of Congress as well, because here is a fellow congresswoman, new, we understand, but still, you reflect the body of the legislative body here, and for you to speak so uncivilly. And, you know, and of course she was applauded by the people that were there. And they said, well, it was a private event. Well, so was Mitt Romney's a private event. But that didn't stop the Democrats from exposing that.
You need to keep in mind, though, Bill, who is Nancy Pelosi? You may think of her as merely the Speaker of the House again, but she is far more than that. But she is part of a Democrat effort not just to remove Donald Trump, but to remove a Donald Trump, if possible, and remove Michael Pence, the vice president, at the same time. Now, what if she could achieve that?
Mm-hmm.
What if they could both be removed? Then the chain of succession in the Constitution kicks in. And you know who is number three on that chain, who would immediately become president of the United States? Why, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
You could be looking at President Nancy Pelosi.
And here you were nervous about putting the gavel back in her hands. How about putting the Oval Office in her hands?
Well, if you've ever studied Nancy Pelosi, you know that she was born and raised as the daughter of the political boss of Baltimore.
Right.
At age seven, he had her on a – and we talk about this in our book, one of our books, in this case, the book We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore.
Right.
The city of riots and so on, because Nancy Pelosi at age seven was put on the phone by her dad to say to favor seekers, "What? You want a building permit? Well, here's what you have to do for us."
Right. What's in it for us, right?
Politics all her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she knows, and she learned the game well, Lowell, and carved out for herself a niche. And became a power broker by controlling the funds to the degree. This was, you know, because people ask me to go, how is she able to get reelected and stay in power? Simple. She controls purse strings.
Well, that's the whole essence of the House of Representatives. Right. All taxing and spending bills must originate there, according to the Constitution. But Nancy Pelosi was reelected by only a tiny handful of votes. What, 2, 3, 4 votes? came perilously close to not being renamed Speaker, and the votes she was given were those, like this Congresswoman I talked about, and like Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez. AOC. AOC, they call her now.
Yeah, both of whom are members of Democratic Socialists of America. Mm-hmm. We literally now have a Democratic Party. I mean, America was prosperous, but we had two political parties, both of which were centrist, both of which were capitalist, both of which, if they made a deal with business, the business could feel free to invest for the next 10 years without being attacked. Now, every single election is like an act of Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes up Democrat, and since they rig elections more and more, they will come up Democrat, any investor knows that his company may be expropriated.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we just had the mayor of New York say, oh, there's plenty of money here. It's just in the wrong hands.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to take it out of those hands ourselves.
Yeah, Robin Hood government has now come to America, you know.
Well, no, I wish, you know, I wish we did have Robin Hood government, because who is Robin Hood? He was the guy who took money that had been stolen from the people back from the sheriff of Nottingham
mm-hmm.
and the king. In other words, back from the government to the people.
Right.
But these socialists want to take your wealth and give it more and more to the government. In fact, we've just had another federal judge rule that there cannot be a citizenship question on the 2020 census. You know what that means? That means that all the illegals will be counted or assumed in districts that otherwise would have lost members of Congress because they're shrinking, because people are fleeing there. But if the illegals are counted, then those districts continue to have Democrat congressmen. By the way, in this case, the congressman was U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman, an Obama appointee in 2011, and more than that, his brother was an economic advisor to Barack Obama.
Hmm.
Talk about incest.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is what's driving our government. But if we the people don't take a stand and fight back on this, just like in California, Lowell, as you know, I mean, one single activist judge was able to nullify 8 million votes with the stroke of a pen. And this continues to be the case because we the people are not standing up for, you know, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
It's true, and they've got a new kind of agriculture now that lets people harvest votes in California.
Yes, and we're going to talk, I want to talk more about that because you did bring that up in terms of them rigging the system, and I think this is a huge issue. I mean, right now we're still fighting windmills over this, you know, Russian collusion deal, and you could have only hoped, but only hope, that's all you could do, because you knew Bob Mueller wasn't really sincere about looking into the improprieties of the 2016 election, because they would have found more of what the Democrats did than what supposedly Donald Trump may have done or not done. More from Lowell Conte right after this. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at
U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with the one and only Lowell Ponte continues, former Reader's Digest roving editor. Articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, other major publications. His latest book, co-authored with the one and only also, Craig Smith, Money, Morality, and the Machine, reveals how bad money drives good morals out of society and how you can protect your family from the future of Star Trek-onomics. Mr. Lowell, I know you're a giver like us. That's why we're joined at the hip here. And you have a rather generous heart, and you've got a book offering for the good folks?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to credit this to Craig, of course, whom you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. And a book forwarded by Pat Boone, whose beloved wife, after 65 years of marriage, passed on a few days ago.
Yeah, sorry.
So we send our prayers to them.
Yes.
But Money, Morality, and the Machine, you could pay $20 to get a copy from Jeff Bezos and Amazon, or you could get it absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny, as we're trying to arm with life-saving information.
Well, Bezos going to need the money, though. He's got a big... He's got a big payment coming up here in the divorce proceedings. But free is always better, though. We'll take free.
That will be dramatic, won't it? And yet he'll still be one of the richest people in the world.
Yeah.
In any event, to get the free book, you just call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And we go everywhere from the European Union and Brexit to how you are now totally devoted. That is how they've taken away your ability to vote for all intents and purposes. as they've done now in California with boat harvesting.
Exactly.
That we mentioned. What is boat harvesting? It's illegal in most states, but California's Democrat monolithic majority, it's written now a one-party state, they have put that into law only 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And what boat harvesting allows is they can send a blank ballot, up to five, in fact, per household, to anyone who looks like a prospective Democrat. If they have a Latino name or whatever, they'll likely get blank votes. Mm-hmm. And then, a few days before Election Day, someone will come knocking on their door. Mm-hmm. And they will be told, well, we're here to pick up your ballot. What? Senor, I do not even know if I'm a citizen. I cannot vote. I mean, No, all you need to do is just sign the ballot there. We'll fill it out for you. Don't worry about it. Just give it to us, and we'll see that it's counted.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, single Democrat vote harvesters, and there were a lot of these DACA kids who were used as vote harvesters in this last election, we now know. They could bring an 18-wheel truck full of ballots that nobody knows who filled them out. You notice many Republicans won their congressional races in California on election night.
Exactly.
And then a few days, a week, 2 weeks later, it suddenly turned out that on the recount, they had been swept away by mountains and mountains of ballots coming from nowhere, coming from places people couldn't even figure. Well, that's the shape of the elections in the future in California.
Exactly. Well, Lowell, how did the GOP miss this? I mean, you say that they had passed this 2 years earlier. Was the GOP asleep at the wheel to not even know that they themselves could have harvested votes in California? I mean, they did so. They had an operative, a former Democratic operative, that did it for the Republican nominee for the House, and of course that seat in North Carolina has been in jeopardy and in question right now. And of course, the Democrats refused to seat the person that was elected because
and in North Carolina, as in Pennsylvania, where Republicans where Trump won in 2016. Democrat judges have simply stepped in and stopped the legislature from districting. They say, oh, you are biased. We, as Democrats, we're not biased. And they've redrawn the districts in favor of Democrats in those two states.
Right.
I mean, this has become another way of hundreds of ways to rig elections.
Mm-hmm.
But in California, you have to understand, I've worked in the state legislature before.
Right.
As a Calo youth. And even then, Democrats were the majority. Today, Democrats have a veto-proof majority. I mean, they're literally bulletproof. They can pass anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're passing is basically the basis of a one-party dictatorship.
Exactly.
Much like the old PRI in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So it's scary to see what's being done. But occasionally this does backfire. If you look at my current column, for example, at WND.com, I have a column called The Progressive Panic Over Trumpzilla. Who is Trumpzilla? Well, you remember the movie Forbidden Planet, where they found in the end an invisible monster had been destroying people because the folks who killed themselves, who used to live on Mars or whatever this planet was, created a machine that could, it was like an Aladdin's lamp. Anything they wished for, I'd like a bowl of caviar, the machine would automatically give it to them, just instantly. The only problem is, they didn't take into account that we have a subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind often has thoughts like, I don't like him, I'm going to kill him.
Right.
And the machine also served to answer those wishes that you didn't even know you were consciously having. They were killed by monsters from the id. And that's what Democrats have done with Donald Trump, I argue in this column. Number one, they made Donald Trump president. Most people don't realize that the liberals, especially in the media, decided they were going to elect Hillary Clinton by controlling who the Republicans nominated. They decided they would pick the weakest, least experienced candidate who she could beat the easiest. They gave $2 billion in airtime, says the New York Times, to Donald Trump. And that let him just blow away the other Republicans in the contest. And then they got their wish. They created a monster from their own lust for power as progressive leftists. They created President Donald Trump. And now they have the second example of that. because they seeded into our law code over decades all kind of more than 100 hidden powers that basically let a president, if he wishes to declare a national emergency, declare himself dictator of the country.
Right.
And now, instead of having a progressive who is going to make it a dictatorship of the proletariat, they suddenly have a Donald Trump as president who has access to all these powers that the left-wingers created for their own use.
Mm-hmm.
And they're scared to death. If he invokes a national emergency, he can turn off the internet, he can take control of all transportation, all communication, and so on in the country. He can literally make himself dictator, and he can certainly build the wall using the military. In fact, even the new head of the Democrats' committee overseeing this, Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith of Washington State, agrees that, yes, reluctantly, Trump does have the power to declare such a national emergency. So Democrats are about to be hung twice on the, by their own petard.
Exactly.
By the weapons that they themselves created. And it's going to be interesting to watch,
mm-hmm.
because up till now, they were, of course, in a panic before the 2018 election, in a panic because they recognized the people had voted against them controlling the White House, the Senate, and the House. They took Democrats out of power completely. And when that's not very good, if you're a political party whose power is based on giving away free goodies from the taxpayers to enough people to elect you, you don't have the power to give away those goodies anymore.
Right.
So the Democrats spent like $3 billion in this last election, plus what their media allies could give away
mm-hmm.
to try to favor their own election. And even with all the rigging they did, they just barely took power in the House. In fact, the only reason they took the House was because more than 40 Republicans didn't run for re-election.
Right, exactly. Which I think was another boondoggle by the GOP. I mean, why didn't Speaker Ryan talk to those 40 that were going to retire and say, look, we're going to feather you out. I understand you want to head to the exit, but I need you here for two more years. And, you know, and ease up on it, not allow 40 seats at one fell swoop to be running without an incumbent. I mean, if nothing else, it would cost the Democrats a lot more money and more rigging of the system. But I got to tell you, Lowell, I'm still in shock that we're hearing so little about the obvious rigging that they did. I mean, here you are. I mean, I'm in California. You're in California, and California right now. And the former district I was in was Dana Rohrabacher's district. You tell me, Lowell.
Dana's an old college friend of mine.
Yeah. Well, you tell me how within one voting cycle a red voting district gets converted overnight like this without it being rigged.
Well, as Dana said, it didn't help that Michael Bloomberg of New York came in, as it looked like Dana might win that easily, and donated $4 million to television ads against Dana Rohrabacher in the last weeks of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what kind of democracy is it where a New York leftist can step into a California congressional district and donate more money than all the little local donors can? Who owns the seats of Congress if rich people can do that?
Exactly. Well, there it is. And but all this is not being reported. The mainstream media, of course, carrying the water for the Democrats, not about to. But as you said, Lowell, this sets up precedent. I mean, this sets up another, you know, kind of rebound that the Democrats will create, and it's going to come back and bite them.
But from your lips to God's ear, Bill.
Well,
it's wonderful to talk to you.
And at the people's expense.
Prosperous year, new year.
Yeah, as well. Remind everybody where they can go for the free book. By the way, thank you so much for that offer for our audience.
The free book is 800-630-1492. We pay the postage and everything. 800-630-1492, like your Columbus sale, the ocean.
Exactly. And you'll love this book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age. Thank you, Lowell. Best to you.
God bless.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.